With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is blasting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for turning down a deal that would cede Crimea to Russia. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president is not asking Ukraine to recognize Crimea. Nobody has asked them to do that. What he is asking is for people to come to the negotiating table, recognizing that this has been a brutal war for far too long. And in order to make a good deal, both sides have to walk away a little bit unhappy.
High-level talks in London aimed at bringing a pause to the fighting in Ukraine disintegrated after Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff pulled out. The Trump administration on Wednesday continued to resist a federal judge's orders to produce information about the steps it has taken, if any, to return a man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. White House border czar Tom Homan says Kilmar Abrego Garcia would just be sent back to El Salvador if it's forced to return him to the U.S.
I don't think any court can order another nation, a sovereign nation, to take a citizen and ask from their country and their custody and come back to the U.S. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'll let DOJ argue this in court. But I think we remove the public safety threat, gang member, designated terrorist from the United States who have been ordered deported twice by a federal judge. I got plenty of due process.
A dozen states have sued the Trump administration and the U.S. Court of International Trade to stop its tariff policy, saying it's unlawful and has brought chaos to the American economy. The lawsuit filed Wednesday says the policy put in place by President Trump has left the national trade policy subject to Trump's whims rather than the sound exercise of lawful authority. This is SRN News. A report on faith and family life.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that 41% of Americans say religious practices are an important part of their family's home life. Amongst white evangelical Protestants, it's 76%, and strong majorities of black and Hispanic Protestants agree. People who attend church on a regular basis are much more likely to say that religious practices are an important part of their home life, Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only abortion clinic is resuming abortions after a judge suspended two pro-life state laws. District Judge Thomas Campbell issued the ruling Monday. One measure requires abortion clinics to be licensed as outpatient surgical centers. The other requires women planning a medication abortion to have an ultrasound. Wellsprings Health Access Clinic in Casper has not provided abortions since February 28th. This is SRN News. Palestinian President Abbas urges Hamas to hand over its arms. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was the center of attention on Wednesday after admonishing Hamas terrorists to release the remaining hostages held since it invaded Israeli border communities on October 7, 2023. The octogenarian head of the Palestinian Authority exhorted Hamas to lay down its weapons, turn over control of the Gaza Strip to the Palestinian Authority, and become part of the political landscape of a new entity many expect will rise from the ashes of the devastated enclave. In Jordan, the powerful Muslim Brotherhood was banned and any media mention of the organization forbidden. Critics are asking why it took Abbas 18 months, while some suggest influence from Washington. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.